email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we spotted a familiar face in the papers today. British TV star Timmy Mallett is on the island of Ireland. Colourful glasses, vibrant shirts, big baseball hats, a giant foam mallet and an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Now you have him. Timmy is cycling across Northern Ireland for a cause that's very close to his heart, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Timmy.
Afternoon, Ray. What a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. Wow. I feel you're one of those people that I feel I know. I'd say a lot of people say that to you, do they?
That's okay. I'm happy. I'm happy that we're pals.
Right. Good. Now, you're on your bike, and it's a memory of your brother. Tell us about your brother.
Okay. I got two brothers. Martin, my middle brother, with language and learning difficulties, Down syndrome, has a way of seeing the world that is truly refreshing and remarkable. Martin says, "You and me, I'm happy." And he lives always in the moment.
Yeah.
And the living in the moment is something that we don't do very much of these days. We say it'll be great at the weekend when, you know, Easter's here and I've got a break, or I'm looking forward to going on holiday or a promotion or, you know, even going out to dinner. We don't talk about the here and now of living. My brother has shown me that it's the here and now that's important. And the sad part of this is dear Martin passed away at the age of 64, which is a good age for somebody, they say, with Down syndrome. But he died of dementia, actually, and, you know, we've all seen what a terrible condition that is. But the thought was, rather than dwell on that, I wondered whether to take Martin's example and to make the most of every day, in the sense that we don't have to be the best in the world, just the best that we can be. Reaching our potential is, I think, the way of phrasing it. And so I set off last year from Paddington Station in London to see if I could cycle round the coast of Britain. And Mrs. Mallett laughed. She says, "How are you going to do it?" I said, "I'm not entirely sure." And what are you going to do? And how's it going to go? I don't exactly know. All I know is I'll start from Paddington, where, you know, people are starting journeys to work or to the shops or going home or whatever. And I'm just on a little journey down the Thames and chuck a right when I hit the sea, keep the water on my left and see how long it takes to get back to the Thames again. And Ray, 4.5 months later, and 5,000 miles, I found that I had cycled all the way around the coast of England, Wales and Scotland. And that left me with a thought that, just a moment, I'm not being entirely fair to the United Kingdom, and perhaps I should do something here about cycling around the perimeter of Northern Ireland. And then I looked at how far it is, and, you know, that land border in itself, Ray, is 300 and something miles long. The whole thing's over 500 miles. And this little window of opportunity turned up. So I said, OK, this is it. This is the window. And I arrived into Belfast on the ferry yesterday with, you know, biblical storm type of thing, the St. Patrick type of weather, with it lashing with rain, and thinking, yikes, this could be tricky. But here I am. I'm on my bike and I'm going clockwise round Northern Ireland.
Right.
I've pulled out of Belfast, having visited Stormont and had a nice afternoon cuppa and a chat with the Deputy First Minister, who's interested in what I'm doing, and talked about Martin and his example, and also about her love of cycling. Transpires she has in the past cycled up the hill to Stormont, and when I suggested that she do it again, she said, "Oh, I'll have to pump the tyres up." So that was a joy. And now I'm on the road to Bangor, and I'm going to take the coastal track and see how far I get today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's two songs. Like, you met Emma Little Pengelly, which is like a nice musical name, and now you're on the road to Bangor. There's a song in that as well. And then you're around and you'll be Cushendull, Cushendall, they're a beautiful part of the country there. I'm envious of you. Now, what age are you, Timmy Mallet? Do you mind me asking?
I'm about 12.
Mental age 12. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to hear. That's brilliant to hear.
The important thing here is that we dwell on our abilities, don't we? And
yes.
While I have my stamina and interest and capability, I'm determined to make the most of it. And what I'm doing right is taking with me my watercolours,
yes.
And I'm doing some watercolour sketches and paintings along the way. I've been inspired of going around Britain by the works of Joseph Turner, and today I was in the Ulster Museum. Looking at works by great Irish artists, you know, Sir John Lavery and various others, and thinking, ooh, there's some inspiration here. I know what I'm going to be looking for. And it's a stunning part of the country.
It's absolutely
beautiful.
And I believe you're still asked to do some of the, still asked to sing the song and take your mallet out every so often.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this window of opportunity means that I have to be back in England for the 12th of April because I am doing a 40th birthday party with a big crowd of people and a bunch of other performers with Itsy Bitsy and Mallet's Mallet for somebody who's now 44 because it was booked 4 years ago and we couldn't do it because of COVID.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So here we are doing the 40th birthday party 4 years late. It's good fun, isn't it?
How do you feel doing that, Timmy? It must be brilliant to be asked.
It is, but I'm very used to it and I enjoy it. It's good fun. You know, it's bizarre in the sense that, you know, Mallet's Mallet hasn't been on the telly for 30-something years, but it's still, we sell them every day. You know, you go to timmymallet.co.uk and there you get your pinky punky mallet and you'll get a little wacky plaster. It's good fun. I can't believe it. People want them and to be reminded of the joy of their childhood, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know.
So I was an adult. I was an adult when you were on the telly, so I missed it. Will you remind people at home the rules of the game? So it was a word game, wasn't it, that you had, and the mallet was involved?
Yeah, on Whackaday, Mallet's Mallet's a word association game where you mustn't pause or hesitate, repeat a word or say a word I don't like, otherwise you get a bash in the head like this or like this, and it's the one with the most bruises who loses, look at each other and go, blah.
You have made Louise, Grace and James's day. They're outside and they were even doing the one, you know, the head to one side and the head to another side. So
good. So, that's exactly right. Absolutely right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to come and pedal a bit with me? Do you want to come up north and get your bike out and have a ride?
Well, I tell you what, probably there won't be a window of opportunity for me, but if you ever come down south, you have a date. Is that fair enough?
Okay, we'll make it a date then. Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Lovely talking to you, Timmy. Mind yourself.
Thanks very much. I hope you're enjoying all the pictures and the posts on social. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Timmy Mallet. Good luck. See you. Bye, bye, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.